proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Reading Numbers 22, you will note that the Hebrew word derech, meaning way, is used 8 times. Often it has the Hebrew letter beit as a prefix to indicate the way or in the way, like bederech, as we say in Hebrew. These verses contain the famous story of Balaam's talking donkey. Balak, the king of Moab, sent an emissary to Balaam in Mesopotamia, asking him to come to Moab and to curse Israel. In Numbers 22, verse 12, God clearly commanded Balaam, "Thou shalt not go with them," meaning the Moabites, "thou shalt not curse the people," meaning Israel, "for they are blessed." At first, Balaam said no to the Moabites, but when they returned a second time, God permitted Balaam to go with them. Balaam had entered God's permissive will, which is evident by God's admonition in verse 32, "I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse from me." This verse sums up this passage about the way Balaam. It was perverse or contrary to the God's way because he was intent to curse Israel. If one's intent is to harm or curse Israel, then their way is contrary to God's way. As we continue reading chapter 22 of Numbers, and then through chapter 24, the second theme becomes apparent as we count the number of times the word see appears in the text. First, the donkey sees the angel of the Lord in verses 23, 25, and 27. The Hebrew root for see is ra'ah. Then God opens the donkey's mouth so that he speaks to Balaam. Here the Hebrew word for open is patach, which literally means open. Then God opens Balaam's eyes in verse 31. But notice this is a different Hebrew word because this word is translated as open is the Hebrew word gala. The theological workbook of the Old Testament says, when God revealed himself to Balaam, it is said that Balaam's eyes were uncovered or opened. It appears that in this manner, Balaam saw something which he otherwise could not see. From this point forward, Balaam refers to himself as the man whose eyes are open. There are at least 24 occurrences of the word see in various forms in this chapter. So in other words, this is all about spiritual vision. God's will was clear. Israel was not to be cursed. However, Balak had offered Balaam great riches if he would curse Israel. Also, we have further insight from Deuteronomy 23, verse 5, that Balaam truly did not want to curse Israel, where it says, "Nevertheless, the Lord thy God would not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord thy God turned the curse into a blessing unto thee, because the Lord thy God loved thee." Balaam blessed Israel 4 times when he really wanted to curse them because God overruled and turned the curses into blessings. One of the greatest prophecies in the Tanakh, or the Hebrew Old Testament, about the Messiah was given by Balaam in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, where it reads, "I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel." I personally think this prophecy guided the wise men from the east to travel to Jerusalem and worship the newborn king of the Jews many thousands of years later, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. Those wise men would have been in the same area as Balaam. Despite all that God did to help Balaam find the right way, in the New Testament, he is used an example not to follow, such as in 2 Peter, the book of Jude, and also in the book of Revelation. Primarily, these verses refer to Balaam's doctrine, but we could make a secondary application that Balaam's way was to curse Israel. God is against anyone who is cursing Israel, but of all people, Christians should know better. I want to end this on a positive note because God works out all things for our good and his glory. One good thing we can glean from this story is that God would not let Balaam curse Israel. God overruled each time and caused Israel's enemies to bless her with great blessings. No one is able to destroy or curse Israel. Every single person or nation who have gone against God concerning Israel has met destruction. I do not want to be like Balaam, whose way was perverse before God. I want to be on the same page with God and bless those he has blessed. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.